today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
You never want to miss your visitation. Glory to God. This is why I elevate. I want to be more like Jesus in my practical ministry and not like one that you may like on television. I want to cry when I need to cry or emphasize things when I need to emphasize it, because that world out there is full of chaos. If we don't get substance here, we're going to miss our destiny out there.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Reaching Full Spiritual Stature. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10.
New Living Translation here in our late service. Colossians chapter 2, New Living Translation. From verse 8 to verse 10, the word of the Lord reads like this: Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies, high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ. Verse 9, for in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. Verse 10, so you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head of every ruler and authority. The New King James says, verse 9 and 10, it reads like this: for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. I want to continue a part two of a message, a series that I'm doing called Cultivating Mental Fullness. Cultivating Mental Fullness. It is my belief that if you can cultivate mental fullness or change the way you think about fullness, you can walk in fullness or completeness. Today's message in our late service is part two of a message called Reaching Full Spiritual Potential. Reaching full spiritual potential. Now, I hope that I have part two here and not part one again, because I want to give you some new information. So let me see, make sure I'm all right here. Thank you, Jesus. Can y'all bear along with your bishop? Say, all right, we got you. Let me make sure. All right. I think I got it. Pray the Lord. The message is entitled Reaching Full Spiritual Stature, Part 2. Reaching Full Spiritual Stature should be Part 2. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, I give you praise and I thank you for this moment, and I thank you for the release to teach with accuracy and for people who works with me, for the yield of your people. And Father, I thank you for those who are watching from around the world and for those who are in the sanctuary that would like and share and extend this message to regions unknown. Let there be a lighthouse in every state of America that's tied to Truth Revealed, and let it grow to every continent and every nation on the face of the earth. Thank you for resources as well coming in. So Father, think through my mind, speak as an oracle through me. But where there is no vision, the people perish. I give you praise and glory for the thought, the comprehension, the heart and the spirit that contains and receives the word. For this we give you glory and praise and honor now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I was sharing with the early church that Colossians is one of my favorite books. It's not easily comprehended, and it's not sought after by many people who study the word. Only deeper Christians and believers who want a deeper root system would read Colossians and say, this is off the chain. Because it's not one of your favorite books. You're not going to see Gideon's army dealing with the Midianites. You're not going to see Moses in the Red Sea. You're not going to see David conquering the Philistine and all of the things that we go after. What you're going to get is theology. You're going to get a message that's going to help push your root systems deeper in the earth. If you're not focused, you'll fall asleep while I'm preaching because you're looking for me to say something that's going to tickle you. But really, I'm after your root. This message is after what people can't see. I was preaching a few weeks ago, and I said that if you're an oak tree of righteousness, if you were to take the trunk of the tree, snatch it out of the ground, and turn it upside down, the root system would look much like the branches. It would just have no leaves. Many of us are beautiful in terms of foliage or what everybody can see. We're dressed up real nice. But if we were to pull the root system out, what's in the ground looks nothing like what you see up top of the ground. This is what I'm after now. I'm after the undergrowth. I'm after that which nobody can see about you, that which is hidden. Some of it is not growing like it should be. It's been choked out. It's not as sound as it should be. It is not as sturdy. You're one argument away of saying, I'm done. I'm talking about throwing away faith. I'm out of here. But anybody can be out of here. But if you with me, I shouldn't even hear that from you. If you've been in this ministry, I shouldn't even hear that coming out your mouth. And it's frustrating to hear, I'm out of here. I can't be out of here. I'm called here and I'm called to you. And you are called to me. Don't talk to me like that. I need you to say, I need to grow deeper. I need to go deeper. I need to have a deeper fellowship with God. I need to have a root system that's going toward the river and going toward a stream, glory to God, that's nourishing me. I need to be planted in the word of God and tie my root system into God, his word, and my leadership. And I think if we do that, we'll be able to grow in the things of God. So let me slow it down. We're in a new season, and new seasons in life comes with many different types of emotions, different types of emotions. Glory to God. When you're growing in full stature, it begins in your understanding. I like the subject. I labored over this message, cultivating mental fullness, cultivating it, watering it. I'm planting the seed, water mental fullness, and reaching your full spiritual stature. Many of us will never grow taller physically if we're over 20 years old. But you can grow in your spiritual stature, full spiritual stature. I kind of spanked it just a few minutes ago when I hear people talking about, I'm done. I need you to be ready to move forward. When you've been in this ministry for a while, you should have a bigger and a stronger root system. Because I don't preach fluff and buff. I don't do that. I don't serve that kind of soup here. I don't serve Kool-Aid, man. Ain't no Kool-Aid coming from this platform. And I can almost vouch from everybody who stands up here. They really labor over getting a word from the Lord. And so growing to full stature begins in your understanding. It begins in your understanding. And if you get it in your mind, it can then act out, or you can act it out in your behavior. But it must first get in your mind. If it gets in your mind, you should prove it. Please write that in your words. So if you get it in your mind, you get an understanding, you need to prove it. It should be proven in your words. In other words, your words match your mindset or your mentality. For out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. And whatever's in your heart in abundance will come from your mouth. So you must pack your heart with what is proven. Pack it with the word of God and then confess the word of God and bring brilliance to your faith. When you discern the plan of God for your life, you're on your way. When you discern the plan of God and develop a deeper relationship with God, you're on your way to growing the fullness or in fullness and expanding your stature. If you understand the plan of God and develop a deeper understanding of God, you will speak with authority, not passivity. You will speak with authority when it comes to faith. Now, many of us speak with authority when we're offended. Oh, no, don't come after me. But God wants you to be like that when it comes to your faith. Oh, faith is the substance of things hoped for. With a little audacity with it. Throw your neck with it. And the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. God wants you to get all of that energy, that high power perception, and allow the word to come from your mouth like that. Your roots will start just growing deeper. So, authority should come from you, your words, when you speak the word of God. And if you have a discernment of the plan of God and a deeper understanding or deeper, you develop a deeper relationship with him, you'll be able to speak with authority. The difference between Jesus and anybody that came before him, the Bible says when he would speak at age 30, he spoke with authority. In other words, he wasn't passive when it came to the word. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want anyone upset with me. That's not how he preached. That's why I love the book of John chapter 8 and verse 12. It says on the last day of the feast, Jesus stood in the midst and cried, saying, which simply means if you were in his message or in his room, he wasn't talking like I'm now talking. He raised his voice and cried. Now, some people speak with eloquence because people can't handle the crying Jeremiah in modern day times. But if you heard Jesus speak, he cried saying, if any man is thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He wasn't passive like your favorite little preacher that don't want you to have your eardrums box. He wants you to know that if you don't get this message, you're going to go thirsty from this area and you may not get another chance to drink again. Because the one that pours is in the midst of you. The one that has the ability to take you to new heights is in the midst of you. Jerusalem, I'm crying over you because I'm here and you miss your visitation. You never want to miss your visitation. Glory to God. This is why I elevate. I want to be more like Jesus in my practical ministry and not like one that you may like on television. I want to cry when I need to cry. Or emphasize things when I need to emphasize it, because that world out there is full of chaos. If we don't get substance here, we're going to miss our destiny out there. You will have confidence if you can understand his plan, discern it, and develop a deeper relationship. You will have confidence. I believe you will speak with a certainty. And with clarity. I shared with the early church that there are 9 attributes of God that I've seen in the Old Testament. There may be more, but I've seen 9 attributes of God, 9 characteristics or attributes of the one and only true God. And I shared with the early church that many of you may have come from apostolic ministries that taught that Jesus, You must be baptized in the name of Jesus only, or you're not saved. I'm here to simply expand that and open you up. No man should be able to decree anything over you and it messes up your salvation. Salvation is not in the pool anyway. Salvation is in faith in Jesus. And what happened is that people have taken scriptures and divided denominations and divided whole sectors of our society over the years. Truth revealed, I'm not claiming that I'm a guru, but I believe God has given me a basic understanding of the scriptures. And I spent 10 years reading the Bible before I started trying to tell people to read. 10 years of an insatiable appetite for the word. And I believe in that time, he expanded my knowledge as it relates to certain things and gave me an understanding of the simple things, but also the profound things. And one of them is that God is not in a box. God is not in a box. And I saw patterns. Sometimes he would say to the children of Israel, if you're thirsty, I'm going to take you to bitter waters, not to fresh water, to bitter waters. And I want you to put a hyssop branch in the water. It doesn't make sense to put a hyssop branch in the water. And through the hyssop branch being there, I will purify the waters. Now you'll be able to drink from a hyssop branch. Why would you let water come from a rock and not just take me to a river? Why would you rain down bread versus letting me bake it? Why would you give Joshua a 24 hours of daylight so he can vanquish his enemy? Why would you give him extra time of daylight to vanquish his enemy? Why would you allow a woman that had an issue of blood, went to all of these physicians, but all she can do is touch the hem of your garment and it dries up? Why would you make lepers come to you and then not lay your hands on them, tell them, go to the priest, and as they obey your word, healing starts taking place? Why would you do so many different things like that? If you were God that's just in one box, you would heal the same way all of the time. What he's trying to do is show us, you will never put me in a box. You will never figure me out. You got to learn how to follow me. You got to learn how to read my word and follow me. You got to learn how to hear a preacher. I know you want to hear rappers, but listen to a preacher. And if you follow me and listen to the preacher, you'll get somewhere in me. Some people believe unless you're baptized in the name of Jesus only, you can't be saved. But in the Hebrew and in the Greek, there's no distinction between title and name. Isaiah 9, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called. His name is called Wonderful. It's capitalized. His name is called Counselor. His name is called Mighty God. His name is called Everlasting Father. His name is called Prince of Peace. So if I said Prince of Peace, God know who I'm talking to. If I say Everlasting Father, he know who I'm talking to. If I say Wonderful Counselor, I need you now. If I say El Shaddai, he know exactly who I'm talking to. Jesus has been given to us as a name. We sung it today. No man can be saved in this dispensation without saying that name. But my salvation is not tied to how I'm baptized. It's tied to faith in the name. So say the name of Jesus. You should be saved before you go to the water. The water never saved you. Just like going to the water without soap won't make you smell right. You must add soap to it. Where are the suds? And that water in the pool will never save anybody. The soap is in the blood. And faith in the blood. Can somebody say amen? Get it in your spirit so you don't have to combat. And if you came from churches like that, I just set you free. If you still want to be in bondage to that, we're going to say the name of Jesus when you're baptized. But I'm trying to set you free so nobody can put you in bondage and make you feel like you got to be baptized all over again and you don't know what time it is. God wants you to get beyond these basic things and go deeper into the scriptures and into the relationship. Am I saying baptism is not right? No, I'm not. It's an ordinance and we will honor it. But salvation is not in the pool. Salvation is in Jesus. And the more I preach it, the better he treats me. I had a pastor to call me up and say, how do you baptize? I told him. He rebuked me. I took it and everything. Then I said to him, you want to join our church? He said, I'm a pastor of my own church. Then get lost. Why are you calling me? I'm here to get people who are not members of a church. There are 9 characteristics or attributes of God. And if you learn that we are complete in him, he is the head of all principalities and powers, that there's fullness. He's the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in him. And these 9 characteristics, if you get them in your spirit, you can be complete in him in these areas as well. The first one is patience. He's the Lord that is patient. In other words, if you lack patience, start saying, I'm complete in God. I'm complete in Jesus. And he will elongate your patience. Saying I'm not patient is not an excuse if you're in Jesus. Because he can grow it. I told the early church, never ask for patience. It's already prescripted in your path. He's going to take you through trials, but what he's after is to grow your patience. I think it was James that said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, because the trying of your faith produces patience. Not only is he the Lord that is patient, he's merciful. If you have no ability to be merciful, in other words, when somebody crosses you, you can cut them off. You need to be complete in Christ so you can be more merciful. You can grow in the mercy. Nobody should be trying to live this Christian life without Jesus. I'm a very passionate person, especially when I feel like I'm misunderstood. And I can be very sharp. I can argue it all night. But God is helping me. You know who you are when you come out of your mother's womb. And I lean on him to help me in areas that I know I'm not perfect in. I'm revengeful by nature. And so God had to work with me so I could be more merciful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for mercy. He's also gracious. And if you lack grace when you're dealing with people, you're blunt all of the time. Tell them like you feel it. And you never think about their feelings. You can allow God to grow you in grace. You're complete in Christ in the area called grace. The Lord is also abundant in goodness. In goodness. David said, goodness and mercy will follow me all of the days, which simply means every day a good deed should be done. And if you're not there, God can grow you. You can be complete in goodness. I want you to go to a restaurant and just take somebody you don't know, pay for their meal. You'll understand what I'm talking about. It's good for them, but it's going to cost you. And maybe you'll grow in grace when you see what it costs. When people are good to you. Anybody can say it's okay when they receive it. But you'll never know the price until you give it. I got up early one morning by the leading of the Holy Spirit. I believe the Holy Ghost told me to go to Waffle House. But it was 4 a.m. So I did. And when I went in there, there was a homeless man in there. And he was real dirty. And he had no money. I can tell it was not because he said something. It was the way he was staring at everybody's plate. The way he was looking at everybody's plate would have made them feel funny. But what I saw is hunger. He wasn't looking at faces. He was looking at it's the way he was breathing. And I knew, I can just tell he was hungry. So instead of complaining about how you make me feel, I said, go and get his order and I'll take care of it. Don't tell him who I am. I don't need no fanfare. I ain't trying. I don't need nobody calling my name. This ain't about me. And you won't know what it's like until you do something like that. And to watch him eat without him knowing who paid for it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Reaching Full Spiritual Stature, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2409-0108. That's reference number 2409-0108.
Ladies, registration is open for Awaken's 19th Annual Women's Conference, Expectancy, Expect Greater, at Truth Reveal on Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th. Hotel accommodations are available at Hampton Inn & Suites off Palm Bay Road. Use group code EWC to reserve your room by Friday, September 13th. Don't miss out. Register for this dynamic event by using the Truth Reveal mobile app, visiting our website, or scanning the QR code in the foyer to join us for a weekend filled with inspiration and empowerment.
And that was our Inspired Men. Mark your calendar for Saturday, September 14th at 9 a.m. and join Bishop Clark and special guest as you aim to build, encourage, and sharpen one another. Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high-energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.